tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, welcome back to the finale of America's Next Top Model. This is cycle 21, finale part 1 and 2. I'm your host, Emma Kay, and we have a very special guest in the studio with us today. Mr. Keith Carlos.
Hey, hey.
How you doing? 21.
Thank you very much.
KC himself.
And I have my wonderful co-host with me over
Thaddeus
here.
Thaddeus Massey's in the house.
Hey guys, Mike Skokoza, good to be here.
Amanda Fields Bennett, happy to be here again.
Yo, so congratulations, big ups, shout outs, all that good stuff, man.
Thank you very much.
Representing the men, know what I'm saying? You know what the boys represented? I have to say, shout outs to you and Adam and Will, for representing us and pushing all the ladies out for the top three. And then you took it home. That's all I want to say. I'm happy. I'm just happy. You know, I was just like, wow. We are really like
FTB for the boys.
Yeah, for the boys, for sure.
And, you know, as many of you guys know, spoiler alert, you know, if you haven't seen the episode, Keith is the one that wins America's Next Top Model, the first male to ever win America's Next Top Model. And I gotta say, it's the first time that I had nothing to say. Like, I wasn't like, this is bias, this is BS, you know, someone else should have won. I was just like, yeah. I mean, I had it narrowed down from the beginning. It was going to be either you or Lennox.
Yeah.
So I think
we should go back and look at the tape of that first, show. Because I'm pretty sure we both said Keith and Lennox.
We did.
It was going to be you and Lennox. I actually talked to Lennox earlier today.
Yes.
And told her that I was done when she was. I guess voted off? No, not voted off.
But when she was eliminated.
Sorry, duh, I should know that. When she was eliminated,
when she was eliminated at first, or
no,
she eliminated twice.
Right.
Keith's like, let me make this clear.
Lennox is the real comeback girl. Frames,
so. Yeah. So when she got eliminated the final time,
right?
I was like, oh, I'm done. I have no idea who's gonna win this now because I was certain.
Really?
I was certain it was going to be him and Lennox in the final.
With Will
as the third.
Yeah.
And so that just screwed up my whole prediction.
That changed everything.
When they walked down for that final judging in front of Tyra, it was you and Lennox, I was like, oh.
You.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Did you picture how I felt? Like, Lennox is
How did you feel, Keith?
Lennox, like, she's a strong model, you know, and she's very consistent. She has this look that's just, wow. You know?
It's striking.
So just being up there on the chopping board with her, I was, like, getting prepared to go home. Like,
No, I was actually like not sure. I really wasn't sure he was gonna stay, but I was like, oh, like,
well, when they were doing the backstory, you know, on you,
yeah.
I kind of felt like, okay, what's going on? Either this is him getting eliminated or he's gonna win, because you don't do a backstory on someone if there's no end result of what's gonna happen. It's either gonna be really tragic or it's gonna be, you know, really happy. So
well, we know how that
I'm actually
right. And you know, and just a word to you reality show soft script writers, we figured that formula out as an audience probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yes.
So you guys might want to switch it up
this is cycle 21. We've had 20 previous cycles. Granted, only the second time there's been guys, but you're the first guy to win this thing, man. How does that feel?
Man, it's overwhelming, and it really hasn't hit me fully just yet. You know, I've been holding it in for about 7 months now.
seven 7 months. Yeah. You had to keep it a secret.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that was the hardest. So I was working on my acting, and I had to change the subject a lot, you know, when people get to acting. So, yeah, man, it's cool.
You just have to say, oh, it was a lot of fun.
So
you got to watch the show.
Yeah. I have one question to ask. How do you feel about the top four contestants? You know, who was the one that was kind of like your biggest competitor? And who is maybe someone that you didn't really think should be on the top four?
Out of the top four, I believe that Will and I was the were the top top guys, and I felt that he was my biggest competitor because, you know, he's a great guy, really down to earth, has a great personality, and he has a great look, and he's a great model. But I felt Adam, you know, he really wasn't that big of a threat, you know, although he did great at the end. So I wasn't really threatened by him.
So you think that was, you know, given to him just to kind of throw off the whole competition, or you think
Adam earned it? Yeah, he definitely deserved it, and he showed a lot of progress from the beginning up until now. So he deserved it.
Did he cut back on the drinking?
Of course not. So no, it was funny. He said,
and that's why we love you, Adam.
Right. He said, "Hey, I got to cut back on the drinking, so I'm gonna just drink beer for now."
What? Yeah, yes. That doesn't make it
look good. For you non-drinkers, beer and hard liquor are two totally different things.
Yeah.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah, me and Adam had a couple one-on-ones. I'm like, look, dude, you got to, you know, bring it down a notch.
Although, over the whole season, and we've talked about it before, I think Adam, out of everybody, was the most improved throughout the show. So it was cool to see that progression from him.
He definitely had a story arc, and it was great.
He needs like something to feed off of, except alcohol. So getting those compliments and Tyra actually believing in him was just feeding this strength in him to go ahead and change and to improve. So he did a good job. You know, I didn't really like his look at the end, not when he first got in. But you chose one hashtag from the beginning. You said the one.
The one.
What was your feeling when you came into the competition? How were you? I mean, did you imagine you would be here taking the trophy home?
I thought about it a couple times. I always, you know, look forward and try to plan ahead and, you know, see where I want to be. And I put myself in that position, and then I go and get it. And I feel like, you know, that put me ahead, and I kind of brought that energy towards my victory.
That's good.
Yeah. Kind of brought it into your own universe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw the invisible.
Right.
Did you ever feel?
I like that.
Did you? I mean, granted, I was gone from the show very early on. But did you ever feel like when I want to know when you're going through the process and everything's happening. And you kind of get a sense of how you're doing. You kind of get a sense of what's going on around you. Did you ever feel like sometimes they're like, man, I think they're messing with me because I know, like, I got this thing.
Right.
Did you ever feel like that at all?
Yeah, always. It's like you have no control over your pitchers on what they pick.
Well,
on.
Yeah.
So you kind of just like, all right, what's going on? Why did you pick that? You know I have a better pitcher than that. So.
Do you feel like looking back on the season that there were times when you felt like you got a little bit more help because – they were favoring you, or
so let's make that very clear. Well, Tyra, there's a saying that Tyra is in love with you, and there might have been a little bit bias, you know, into judging
the
and
Mandingo.
Do you think that helped you in any way?
Charisma always helps, you know. It's not always about what you know or how good you are, it's who you can get to like you. And I feel, yeah, that definitely, you know, helped out some.
So how did you charm her? With the lip licking and then the shoulder?
the dance move?
What dance? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Amanda's got it down. Wow.
Actually, you were Amanda's favorite. You were Amanda's favorite all season. I have to say that. Amanda. Yes. She's blushing.
Yes. You know you wanted to dance, too.
I was doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, hey. My cousin's a Kappa, by the way. Shout out to Darren Matthews. Yes.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, he's a noob. Okay.
Shout out to the noobs. Notorious new chapter at Purdue University.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, aside from that, what is one thing that you would change about the competition before we go into the actual episode? Because there was a lot that happened. You know, emotions were really high, especially with part one and part two. What is one thing that, if you could go back, you would change? Aside from, you know, obviously you have the trophy and you're the winner, but...
Yeah, I would have took some of the critiques a little softer. You know, like with Usai screaming at me all the time, I kind of just sometimes I blacked out and like completely shut off and try not to hear him at all. So yeah. I kind of just like separated myself while I was, you know, in motion. And that kind of like took me out of the competition sometimes.
I feel like I know what you're saying. Like, if you try to separate yourself from what someone's saying to you, it kind of makes you not able to emote the same way and, like, connect with the camera. You
right.
know?
And back in my head, I'm like, shut the hell up. And I'm, like, trying to model.
Do you connect that to your, you know, being a professional football player? Did that have anything to do with it? Did it help you or did it hurt you in the competition?
It helped me because with football, you know, you get aggravated, you get mad, and you can take that aggression. You can knock somebody's head off, and you'll feel good about yourself, and the coach will like, I love it. And with modeling, you get, you know, aggravated, you get pissed off. You really can't do nothing but smile harder.
Yeah.
Right.
If someone's being, like, really difficult and, like, right. mean to you, you just have to, like, take it.
Right. And there's really no outlet, you know, like, yeah. a physical outlet. So you just have to, like, find a way to release it.
You just make love to that camera. Right. That's what you're doing.
You have to do it. You have to.
Do you feel like Usai might have been screaming and stuff more for the TV show, or was he like that off camera too?
For the TV, you know.
He's very soft.
He was playing it up.
Because right. I feel like there were moments that you could even see on the show where you're like, okay, I see he's like a nice guy.
Right.
So what did he tell you that we didn't get to see?
He basically told me that he sees something that I don't see in myself, and he was trying to pull the best out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Cliche, yeah, but I can see it. I appreciate it.
Positive.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Like that.
Who was your favorite judge aside from Tyra?
That's, you know what, just right. to cap, just to piggyback on that, who do you feel was had the most fair judging and critiques?
Miss J.
Really?
Yeah, Miss J.
I thought it would have been Kelly.
Kelly, too. That's hard. They both kept it, like, real. And they both told me exactly what they feel like. And,
who was more in favor for you?
That's two for Ms. J. Because Will said Ms. J. I think Lennox said Kelly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say what?
Who was more in favor of you from the judges?
From
Kelly
the judges?
Or Ms. J?
Tyra. I would say...
Yeah, he has that in the bag, okay? We're not even going to talk about it.
I would say Kelly, yeah.
I feel like Kelly plays it up, though, a little bit more. I feel that Miss J was just dead on, like, meant it from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kelly,
right.
she meant it, but she also played it up, too, for the show.
Right.
I feel like whatever Miss J said was, that's exactly what
I feel like Miss J came back with a contract, like, if you want me to be on the show, I'm going to give it how it is.
Exactly.
No passing it. I'm not going to be back there trying to babysit these kids.
I would rather take a critique from Miss J than Kelly any day. Because Kelly, she's, like, brilliant with her critiques. You know, her jokes. She comes out from, like, left field with these random. Like, she told me I look like a Mormon. Or I worked that Sprint when I had on the suit.
She did.
Like, right. I'm like, I look good in this suit. It's
work
tattered.
At Sprint.
Like,
okay, so I do have to give it up to you for being the best dressed on the TV show.
Yes.
It's really refreshing to see a model who knows how to dress. No,
actually,
no offense to you guys.
Wow, that's
sorry.
Rude.
No.
We're just sitting right here.
Yeah, like Adam couldn't dress at all. You know, he had the ripped jeans on the bottom and the polo shirt.
Yeah.
So I every day before panel and whatnot, I would, you know, dress him. I would give him some of my stuff and I would roll his pants up and give him some shoes and stuff. You know, make him look good.
This is
so
funny
nice
because
of you.
I always mention how it's really surprising to find, it's hard to find a model who has any fashion sense. It's
really?
The weirdest thing. Like, you see models running around Hollywood in L.A., and you're like,
and they're
like,
whatever.
What are you, like, I'm a model, really?
I'm a blank canvas.
Hey, but, like, it's all about this.
You're right.
It's all about
so
this.
So they let other people do the work.
It's because we're used to everybody else getting us dressed and
but
stuff.
But that's more kudos to him because he really stood out in his fashion sense when he went to panel. And another thing, I really think that helped you on the go-sees when you went because when you were looking at the fashion, you can tell that you were genuinely admiring what you were going to be wearing.
Yeah.
And I think they were feeling that. They were like, oh, he really likes the gear, the clothes.
Or at least faked it really well. But...
We were talking about charisma and how you like went over Tyra right away and the other judges too. But when you went to Korea and you were going on the castings, do you feel like what was that like when you met the clients and everything?
Yeah, my game plan was basically to have them at hello. you know, eye contact, get them to smile, you know, really look them in the eye and shake their hand and make them laugh, you know, make them feel real comfortable with me.
Isn't it amazing how such a simple thing as looking somebody in the eye and shaking their hand, and they're just like, oh my God.
I know. Once they, if they look you in your eye more than, obviously, 4 seconds, you got them hooked.
Yeah.
Chantel was looking at him in the eye, too. We just couldn't tell because she was wearing shades the whole time.
Thank you for bringing that
Kanye
up.
Kanye shrug.
Thank you for bringing that up.
But you didn't see that. She was actually throwing shots at me in front of the client, like, hey, you know, you should hire me because of this, and you shouldn't hire him because of that.
Oh,
like,
no, really? No.
I'm like, why would you do that?
Oh, that is
and
that's
then I ended
loved.
Up getting the job anyway.
That is love.
So we got to ask, did anything happen to between you two?
Between me and
Chantel?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Look me in the eye for 4 seconds.
Yeah,
she
about
wanted
that.
It too. Yeah. It
she
was...
wanted the manaconda, but you know.
Manaconda.
What do you think made her, you know, make up these stories?
Well, now, you know, we settle our differences and we're cool now, but the story was that, you know, they asked her, did we have any relations? And she didn't say anything. She kind of just hinted towards it. But they put it toward me like, oh, she said this, she said that. So it was coming from multiple people, so I wanted to put it out there like, look, this is what happened. I'm going to ask her in front of her to see if her, you know, reaction changed and see if she's going to say the same thing that she said to y'all to me.
So did she actually tell Shy that something happened, or was it just kind of like,
To my understanding, it was the,
It's the guy version of when, you know, I come up to you and I'm like, yo, Mike, did you hit that? And you're like, well, you know. And you really didn't.
Right.
It's the guy version of that. Without really saying, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's
yeah, I wasn't mad at her. I even told her. I was like, I'm not mad at you, but I'm saying if you're going to put that out there, then we might as well just, you know, make it happen.
So you actually had intentions.
I didn't have intentions, but if you're going to put it out there and that's what everyone thinks.
Right.
I mean,
if you're talking the talk, you better walk the walk.
Right.
So, who is one of the girls in the competition that you were attracted to? I know, you know, we saw Kari, but was there anyone else that you were attracted to?
I love women. You know, all shapes
answer.
And sizes.
Great answer.
Great.
I like them all. They all have their own little sexiness to them. But,
even Mariana?
Yeah, even Mariana. When her mouth is closed.
You actually, you know what's funny? I was surprised that you chose Mariana for the Tyra shoot.
Commercial.
The Tyra commercial.
Because I had lipstick. She got big lips. She's beautiful. So. Yeah.
And I thought.
Business is business. You know?
Yeah, right.
So let's jump into the episode real quickly, you know, because there's a lot that happened. Obviously, Adam won best photo from the previous photo shoot. So
Elvis in the street.
It was definitely different to see him have his picture up.
That was
that
was a killer shot though. That was such a good shot.
Yeah, that on.
It was, and you know he's celebrating with himself, of course, drinking beer again. But it seemed like you guys were really happy being in the house. I didn't really see any drama going on.
Right.
The final four definitely deserved to be there.
Thank you.
I think you guys really worked hard to get to the top, and you know, definitely.
That's one thing about us. We all support each other, and. We all was open with each other and can talk about pretty much anything, and they'll give you like a honest feedback on anything. And yeah, it was a close group.
Yeah. So one of the things that Tyra does always, you know, towards the end, she brings eliminated contestants back. So while everyone thinks, you know, the eliminated contestants are gone home, you know, they're no longer on the show, they're actually Mike could, you know, give
We're
you a little bit of story.
Blast.
At a second.
See, you don't know about being eliminated, Keith.
Good. That's a good thing. I heard all about it, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, they came back, and I was surprised they didn't do the bet of the money like, you know, they did with your season.
Yeah. The bet with the money? What was that?
Last season, you know, whoever team you chose to be on, you know, they asked Mike towards the end if he wanted to stay with. Who were you with?
I was with Corey originally.
Okay.
Corey, if he wanted to change because they were going to give money to the winning team. So
okay.
If Jordan won, they how much money did you get?
I got $1,000.
Yeah, ooh, that's like, yeah. You know,
boom.
Nothing. But Mike switched last minute from Corey's team to Jordan's as soon as he heard about the money.
Wow.
Business is business.
Right.
So I was actually pleased to see the contestants choosing, you know, the eliminated contestants to be part of their team because you were going to be working on a commercial with Tyra's makeup line.
Right.
So I was surprised that you did choose Mariana, but after, you know, seeing the whole commercial and how the products and everything that was going to be used, it really made sense.
Right.
So you had Mariana and Shy. Lennox had
Ben and
Matthew. And Adam had everyone else.
Yeah. All of them.
He was being the nice guy.
Right.
So I really, really liked your commercial. You know, I think the other ones, Lennox did... Oh, you guys all did a good job.
Will's was really good.
Will's was really good. Yeah. I was really surprised how the makeup actually worked.
It made it look like he had abs.
Contoured abs.
Like Tyra's gonna come out with something that don't work.
Right.
Tyra's a mogul.
Like Tyra's gonna come out with something or not.
And did you like
the
how they were exactly. like? They were like, oh, and by the way, I also studied business, and here I am holding my diploma, my degree.
Yeah. So we were so
tired that shoot. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it was really in the middle of the night.
4 or 5 in the morning. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was exhausted.
So we had a special guest, Allison Harvard, who you know, came back to shoot with you. Yeah, she was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, she just fit perfectly into the whole commercial. She was so natural. But
I love her eyes. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's all it is eyes.
You guys had how many hours each to shoot the commercial? Because the malls there, from what we understand, open at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. So people really have money to spend.
Yeah. It varied depending on how much time you had, depending on, you know, the shots and whatnot. So each group really, depending on how they shot and if they got it, you know, some were faster than others. So.
Did you have anything to do with the coordination, directing how it should be? Okay,
no.
Maybe we should. It was all set up.
Yeah, it was all set up. Do this. Oh, don't look right. Do that. Keep dance. Oh, you step. You can't dance. Stop. Bring the girls in. So.
I like that you guys were having fun with it and it wasn't so serious.
Yeah.
And I think it really comes, you know, again, from the top four, how you guys really played well with one another. It wasn't really competitive, and it was really awesome. So
yeah.
I really liked it. Whose commercial did you like best?
I like mine's the best.
I should have said you can't choose yours.
Right. Honest answer.
Right.
Besides yourself.
Lennox. Lennox's was strong. Her with the two guys.
Did
you know,
she have the eyeliner?
She had
blue and black.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She had the blue and black.
Mm-hmm.
She had Matt and Ben. They both got strong looks, but, you know, she overpowered them with her look.
It was called Kiss My Fat Lash.
Yeah, so she actually did. Tyra was also in her commercial, so it was actually cool to see Tyra. And Lennox just looks like a doll.
I love when they put up the picture of you and Tyra at the very end. When did you take that?
The same time.
During the commercial. That shot is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. They just like put it up on the screen like just real quick. I'm like, no, leave it longer.
It was awesome. It was awesome to be that close to Tyra.
I'm sure you'll get many more opportunities.
Now that
the show's over.
On a serious note, has Tyra been following up with you and making sure your career is going well? Does she help the models after the show?
So far, I haven't held any conversations with her.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just via social media.
Okay.
Retweets and stuff.
And
like that.
Now we can actually ask you, are you going to be with Next Models?
Yes, I'm going to be with Next Models.
Yay! Congratulations.
Is that in L.A.? In what division are you going to be with?
I'm going to be in L.A. As far as I know right now.
Okay.
I have a meeting with them soon, and we're going to discuss everything else.
Strategize.
Definitely.
Does that mean you're moving to L.A. or are you going to stay?
I'm thinking about moving to L.A. or New York. I'm stuck in between the two, but I'll make that decision soon.
But as a model, you want to be able to travel around, so you don't have
definitely.
To be like permanently.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could. I can even stay in Atlanta and just come out here for weeks at a time, 3-4 a month, and then fly back and then go to New York and then come back to LA.
Mm-hmm.
The A.
So, right after you guys are done with the commercial, you go to a panel, which you think is going to be panel, and it turns out that USAI is going to be shooting your guest campaign photo shoot. How surprised were you? Were you prepared for it? What was the feeling you were having at that moment?
I was confused. You know, I went to panel expecting, you know, to either get eliminated or for someone to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And once we arrived and he was there, said we're going to shoot our guest campaign, you know, my stomach kind of dropped and I was, you know, ready to go.
Did you like your outfits they chose for you?
That was okay.
The shot of the denim vest was so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That looks like...
I felt there was a stronger photo. I don't really like that photo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you just generally, throughout the season, which shoots did you feel that you probably had a stronger picture than was chosen? Wow. Which one stand out to you the most?
The MCM one.
Really?
Yeah, I feel that one's really strong, and I like my face in it. I like everything.
The ones that weren't strong.
Oh, weren't.
That you feel like you probably had a better shot than they chose.
I didn't like the weave, the rock star hair flip.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I
don't
really look good in that.
That was a ridiculous idea anyway.
Yeah. I didn't like that. Or even the ice one. The dead frozen.
Everybody struggled on that shoot.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but why did it have to be real ice? It's a photo.
It
doesn't
freezing.
Have to be. Like, I think I build it to look like ice.
That's the challenge, though.
Well, you wanted to capture the emotions as well. So let's talk about the photos real quick because right after you guys did the photo shoot for the guest campaign, I already knew Lennox was gone.
Really?
Her photos were horrible. And I don't know if it was set up, you know, if that's the way, you know, the way they intended, but you could tell. I turned to them and I said, Lennox is going home.
They should have stopped her.
Oh, no, Lennox is gorgeous. Bra, she can't take a bad photo to me.
It wasn't a guest campaign photo.
But you know what? And she's not really that girl. She's just not. She's more edgy.
No, she could be guest.
She could do it.
Listen, the black and white look like a perfume ad. It did not look guest at all. You couldn't
like
see her face. It was a side shot. And then
why did they choose that one?
I don't know. She said they only shot her for like a few seconds like that. And most of her shots were of her.
That's how they do
her face towards the camera. Most of them. She said she only chose the side for like a minute.
Well, what we didn't know is that while you guys were shooting, Tyra was actually backstage with the judges, watching every single shot that you guys, had, and it was going to be critiqued, and there was going to be elimination right after.
Right.
So I can't say now. I'm going back to like I feel like this whole thing was strategized from the beginning how it was going to end up, and for them to have it come all the way to the end and then have Lennox eliminated. She doesn't even make it to the top three. It was just like mind-boggling. Like, what is going on?
I think
on?
That's why they did it, was to just throw everybody for a loop. Because like we all said, we expected Lennox to be there till
the
end.
In the final three, at least.
Right, at least, yeah. I was not expecting three guys.
Right,
in the
three guys? That's,
yeah.
That's
I gotta say, I really liked Adam's photos as well.
Yeah.
He did a good job, and he looks like a guest model that could actually be on a campaign.
Most definitely.
So, after seeing the photos, it definitely made sense why Lennox should go home. I mean, and taking previous performance into consideration, it didn't make sense, but just on the photos itself, I could see why she was going to be eliminated.
I feel like with this team of people working on this shoot, they could get the right shot out of Lennox.
Of course.
I mean, they know what they're doing. She knows what she's doing at this point. You know, that was just like they wanted her to turn to the side so they could have a bad picture to put up there. It's not even a bad picture, but it's just not.
What's that face? She keeps making faces.
I feel that she could have got a better shot or had a better shot, but, you know, time, there was against time, so they kind of just like, all right, we're going to grab this.
But
I feel like it was rushed.
But they're not shooting to get the shot. They're shooting to get the good television.
Exactly.
And that's, I don't think people realize. Like,
well, it's a television show.
It is a television show.
It's a television show, then it's a contest.
Correct.
You know,
maybe they're shooting to get the bad shots.
Well, look, and you know this. As soon as you step on, they start shooting right away. Even before you're ready, they're starting to shoot stuff. They always got to have...
And they're acting like they're adjusting the light still.
Yeah.
Tricky.
So, you know...
I always pose when they do that anyway.
I'm just always ready to go.
Really?
They're just doing the light. Okay.
Because you never know.
I don't know if that's the one they're going to pick.
They're going to get a sneak shot. How did you feel? How did you feel after Adam got Best Picture twice? What were you thinking and what were you guys thinking? Like, I'm thinking, like, what was going through your guys' head?
I was, like, me personally, I was like, oh my God, this dude. But you couldn't deny it. You couldn't deny it. It was a great picture.
It
so
was
I was like,
picture.
Okay.
Did you
Adam,
think he had a chance of winning the contest at that point?
No.
After winning the second Best Photo?
No, not at all. Why? Because he doesn't measure up, and he's not as strong as Will and I.
Okay.
So if it wasn't going to be me, it was going to be Will. Simply put. That's where I was at from the beginning. Because Tyree even said, you know, Will and I have the strongest faces in the competition.
Right.
So that gave us a certain
true.
Level.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we move on after Lennox is eliminated to your final fashion show. This is my favorite moment in the whole ANTM episode because you see everyone and I love, you know, the outfits they choose and the whole production, you know, it takes to actually put on the whole show. Were you confident? Were you nervous? Did you cry before you went on to walk?
I couldn't cry. I messed up my mascara. Don't worry about that. But, yeah, it was very emotional and... Man, going out there, I just had to, like, you know, take everything in because I know that was, like, the last runway show. And runway is one of my strong points. So I knew I had to really bring it. And that's what I did.
Do you guys have two outfits or more?
Two.
Okay,
two.
Which one was your favorite?
The all black one,
the second one.
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah.
The all black one looked really good.
That looked
really
like good. It suited you more. The first one. Now
I couldn't fit the jacket on the first one.
The first one, honestly, it looked good, and you made it look good. You sold it. But it kind of looked like a women's coat.
Mm. It did, a little bit.
It was flamboyant.
It's an acquired taste, that coat.
But your confidence, you know, in the walk was completely sold the outfit.
Yeah.
And
right.
That's what set you apart from the other contestants. Adam just, you know, he's really stiff and manly, you know, walking down the... runway, and Will just kind of had, I don't know what it is about Will, but I feel like his height and his complex about it and being in, you know, South Korea just got to his head because it was, I don't know if he had any challenges with the clothing, fitting him, the shoes, because we've seen that happen, you know, throughout the season.
Yeah, he's 6'8".
And I feel like, you know, he didn't feel confident being in South Korea because he knows he doesn't fit into their typical male
neither
model.
Do I. I was too big for all my clothes, but
really?
Yeah, I got them to like me, so they found
too
something
big,
that
like
fits me.
Your shoulders or what?
But my shoulders, my thighs, like they're
your
clothes
muscles.
Are so small.
They're petite.
Wow.
Yeah, but once you get a designer to like you, they'll find a way to use you.
That's
they'll get something
was
that
saying.
Expands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like the mentality and the mindset I had going into
it.
You know,
but it was also I think you were a little bit easier to fit than Will just because he's so tall and they don't really have the height there.
True.
For the clothes.
Who else out of the?
But you're right.
That final runway, I mean, you're watching everybody as they go down. Who else out of the entire cast, like, really stood out where you're like, oh, man, they really killed that last runway?
I like Chantel's walk. I like Shai's walk. And I liked Matt. Matt was walking with this serious swag. He had the head going.
And, of course, Jordan from last
steel.
Season.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jordan did come
back. Second tone, yeah.
She's great. I mean, her outfit last season was just... Oh, amazing. I was in love with it.
Yeah.
Even though she fell, but...
Look heavy.
That's one thing you guys don't have to worry about, walking in heels.
I know, like, down to the final three, and they're all
well,
gone.
Will doesn't.
Well, Will, yes.
Yeah.
Let's not go there. He's a professional, so he's one of us.
And I would think that he would have more confidence on the runway because of his dance background, you know?
I really think it's psychological, being in Korea and being knowing that you stand out, you're different. I know you guys, you know, everyone stands out, but him and his height.
Yeah, I just feel Will's complex was, like, one of his major critiques was, hey, we need you to be more masculine with your walk. Because his walk was really feminine in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he tried to, you know, switch it up a little bit. So as he's walking, he's probably, you know, thinking, and he got the blanket.
Thinking too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
being feminine would have helped him out so much more than just being stiff like, you know, he was walking.
I think he just played it safe. I think he got to a safe rhythm, and instead of just, like, being relaxed, I think it was more of just, okay, this is cool. I'll just...
He looked great.
I have another question for you. Now, sometimes for TV, they have to film the fashion show a couple times. Did you guys have to walk out in the same outfit multiple times, or was it just really how we saw it?
Just how y'all saw it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I think theirs is very candid, you know, how they shot.
Mm-hmm.
The previous season, I think you guys had to do it a couple of times.
We had a few pickups we had to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So with them, you know, it's the whole no filter theme going on.
Right.
So theirs is
that's
more
just good to know that they are really doing it that way. Did they do that the whole season? They showed how it really went, or did you ever have to repeat your walk?
Oh, we had to repeat a couple times.
But not for the finale.
Not for the finale.
Okay.
How many people were there? It seemed like there was a lot of people.
There was a lot of people.
Like, that was a big space.
Yes, it was a lot. It was loud, too. Real loud. people screaming.
Did you hear Tyra screaming at you when you were walking? Because
nah,
I was like, oh man,
I don't know if I can handle that.
That's horrible, actually.
It's kind of distracts. I mean,
it's disrespectful to the models. I'm sorry, but her
you can't. You cannot hear that. Okay. It's too loud. People screaming. There's music.
They must have just had her mic'd up or something, yeah, just so you could. Okay.
No,
okay.
She was. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Right. I didn't even know they were sitting right there.
Or they filmed that later.
Yeah. When you get out there, you just kind of get in the zone, mm-hmm,
right?
You're
right,
not even paying attention to anybody else out there. You're just like, I'm doing my thing.
Right.
But if the audience were more quiet and she was like screaming, it would be hard not to crack a smile or something.
Yeah, Adam had this one white jacket on. It was that coat, and it was just like bouncing on him like a rubber band. So I'm like, what is that he's wearing? He's walking, and it was like, bong, 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 bong.
I think it was
bong,
his walk. Yeah, it was like made out of neoprene or something like that.
That's pimp coat, you know?
I think it was his walk, too. Yeah. He was very stiff walking, so it felt like, you know, he was just jumping up and down as he was walking. But I want to get into more of, you know, your background and what you're pursuing and where you want to go, and just to, you know, let you guys know, Adam was eliminated first, and it was down to Will and yourself, and of course, Mr. ANTM 21, Mr. Keith Carlos Want. So we're really happy to see that. Will is great, you know, amazing model. I know he's going to do a lot.
Yeah.
So he's definitely going to have his career set. So I'm really proud and happy for everyone that was on the show. As for you, what are you working on right now? Now that the show's over, do you have anything set up for the future?
Right now, I'm trying to square away with my new agency. And I want to walk in New York Fashion Week that's coming up in a couple. Well,
in February.
February. Yeah. So I'm working on that. I'm just building my brand right now as a celebrity. And then I'm going to build my brand as a model.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you say celebrity, are you going to be branching out into different things?
Of course.
Okay. What is your, what would you ideally want to do?
Ideally, I would like to land a major film role or a TV series. So,
CW.
Yeah, CW.
CW, yeah.
Call Keith.
You know some people over there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know somebody
that
knows somebody?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about going into design, fashion design?
I have, actually. I would like a shoe line called Keith Carlos.
High five.
Don't it sound like a shoe line?
Yeah.
I like the shoes that you're wearing tonight, by the way.
Giuseppe.
Ooh, Giuseppe Zanotti.
Yeah. He knows what he's
nice.
Doing.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Splash. That's swagger juice.
For those of you that didn't get to see that or you're just listening into the podcast, they're like shiny, high tops.
You probably cannot spell it, pronounce it, nor afford it, so don't worry about it.
You're mean.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yes, and just
keeping it real.
Those
are baller shoes over there. Okay, baller shoes.
They were sponsored?
No, I'm telling Giuseppe I need a sponsor.
Oh, I was like, that must be nice.
Plug away.
Right.
There you go.
Not only did you win the clothes from, you know, the show, the sunglasses. You know, did you get all your gifts yet?
I got all my gifts except for the shades.
Ooh.
I know. Ooh.
I really don't like to wear shades anyway. You know, this is my sexy, my eyes. So, I really don't like to cover those up.
I'm not covering my money
maker. Did you say that's your sexy?
Yeah, that's my sexy.
Hashtag that's my sexy.
That's my sexy. And,
I like that.
What was your alter ego name?
No! I have not heard that before. I'm sorry. K-Songs. I'm out of the loop on
K-Songs?
That phrase.
Yes.
You're funny.
Okay, and how did you come up with that?
K-Songs, he's the smooth talker in me. And I listen to a lot of Trey Songz, really. You know.
It's the hotter version, it's the model version of Trey Songz.
Exactly. So I kind of just took his whole personality and tried to switch it around to my own.
And when do you turn that on?
When it's right. When the move and the feeling is right, you know, he comes out of nowhere.
Okay, so it's something that you consciously do, or is it something when you're uncomfortable in a certain situation where you need to play it up?
He said I'm schizo. End of it.
That's good to go.
No.
You know, please make sure Nex does not hear that.
Right.
They probably would like it, actually.
No, but we got to see Trey Songz on the soap opera shoot, the soap opera challenge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got to see K-Songz.
Yeah, because
everybody else stumbled, fell on her face, and when he stumbled, before he fell on his face, he put his hand down, grabbed that girl's hand, kissed her, and it was a wrap. He was like,
when in doubt, stick it with you now.
Right.
So I had an improv.
Right.
Yeah, I was sweating. I was like, I need to do something.
You were just kind of making up some lines, and yeah.
Yeah, that's why they like me, because I made the character my own.
So is there any possibility of going back to, you know, Korea to pursue something, maybe in TV modeling?
Yes, most definitely.
Did they offer you, extend any offers to you to come back?
Not yet, but I'm going to reach out, and I'm pretty sure that they will reach out, and I plan on definitely going back and make something happen.
Has the show already contacted you for appearing on the next season
as
a special guest?
Not yet.
They're clearly casting.
Yeah, the winner always comes back. So.
Yeah. And as his interim manager for right now, the company that owes him those shades, he's not going to get anything, do any shoots for you guys until he gets his shades.
Have you seen the, because I know the MCM challenge, that ad was actually getting published.
Yeah, and the
Have
Jenny
you seen
Kim.
That yet? Did it come out?
No, I haven't seen it at all. Oh. And the Jenny Kim, the shoes with the blue suit, the selfie. Yeah, that's getting published as well.
That was a dope shot.
But you haven't actually, they haven't come out as far as you know. You haven't seen them.
No, I haven't.
What was your favorite photo shoot?
My favorite photo shoot and my least favorite was in the same shoot. It was the one in opening credits where we were getting drowned with the water.
Oh, yes.
That was by far like one of the hardest things I had to do. You have to keep the blue still while it's like we had like a trash can full of water just pouring on your head, and you're like, feel like you're drowning. You're trying to breathe and keep a straight face.
Was it cold?
It was freezing.
Really?
Yes. They couldn't have made it warmer.
Wet jeans.
Come on.
Yes.
Well, yours was more than wet jeans because, as I remember, they made you take off your pants.
That's right. I actually got my nickname that show. I mean, that episode.
And Tyra's the one that gave you the nickname, right?
Well, actually, all right. Producers came back there to check out my outfit. And at that time, I just had a Speedo on. I wasn't going to wear any jeans. So she said, you know, let me see your outfit. So I opened up my robe. And then she was like... You need to change. And then she came back with about, you know, three other women and told me to do it again. By this time, you know, I had to get prepared because I know she was coming back with more women. So
you had to get prepared.
Yeah, I had to get prepared.
Oh,
you don't even know about that.
I don't even know.
Is that a song?
So, you know, if all else fails, at least you know you have a career in that department.
Underwear modeling. Body parts modeling.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Vivid Entertainment.
He's got the whole package, no pun intended.
But I like that photo shoot, and it really brought out the best in everyone or the worst in some people. So for the males, it was definitely easier than females because you have long hair and it's all, you know, in your face and you're trying to, you know, flip it or whatever the hell people try to do with their hair.
Tyra did it. We got to watch Tyra do it right before us. So
Tyra's a professional. So Tyra can make any
icon.
Photo, any challenge, anything look like it's so easy.
She did. Oh, my God. You should have seen her.
She's like, I'm going to do my taxes.
Her water was warm.
Yeah.
And what was your favorite challenge?
My favorite whew, that's hard. The Naked Runway.
Cream?
It was Party Shrink.
Yeah.
Why was that your favorite? Were you hoping that it would fall off?
No, I was really uncomfortable with that one. I feel like
set the implication.
Yeah, it really, really got me comfortable with my surroundings and, you know, what I was doing.
I was out of that.
So you overcame your fear.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to that. That was fun.
Yeah. You got to kind of shed some walls early. Mm-hmm. With that shoot, coming out early, naked,
naked,
the silly string on, like,
right,
oh,
butt
damn,
out to the crowd, and screaming,
yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So were there any other things from being a pro football player that you brought into the competition that you didn't get a chance to talk about?
Just being able to deal with adversity, and I feel like I'm a pro at that, and that's pretty much all the show was dealing with adversity and how you react to certain situations.
It's true.
Yeah. So. I felt, you know, football prepared me for that and definitely taking the critiques.
And you probably had an advantage in knowing how to manage, like, your calorie intake, your protein, your workouts.
I went on to the show weighing about, I want to say, 209. And I came off the show weighing 180.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Whoa.
Like, just high stress and really not having, like, a steady meal. Because, you know, we eat whenever we can, really.
That's really interesting because I thought it would have been the opposite.
Me
with
too.
All the alcohol.
And then your sleeping patterns off is just, it was just high stressing.
Yeah, in that situation, some people lose weight, some people gain.
Yeah.
So that was.
Well, you're not working out
either.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. You were getting a lot of criticism at one point in one phase of the show for like this one look thing
that
they were saying. What is the one thing that you would say is probably the most important thing that you think you improved on or you took away from the show as a skill?
As a skill?
Yeah.
One critique that they gave me was to model from the inside out, meaning you have to take the emotions you have inside and project them through your eyes and through your emotions and through your body language. You know, you really can't lie to the camera.
Right.
Because it picks up everything. Right. So mm-hmm. just being able to do that.
Okay. So, that's going to help you for acting too, actually.
Yeah, most definitely. And the same face thing, I was like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
They exactly. like this. You know what I'm saying?
Kelly.
It works.
Kelly control.
I mean, it's kind of like having that signature.
And I'm bald. Like, I'm bald. So all I can do is like tilt my head a certain way or squint harder or open my eyes wider. Like,
it's not like you're going to move your hair out of your eye or something like
Will,
like that.
He can put a part in his hair. He can slick it back, you know?
Yeah.
That'd change your whole face.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give to anybody that's going to be on the show or wants to be on the show? Anybody that Cycle 22 coming up,
yeah,
they're casting for it now. What tips, what advice would you give to people going on the show?
Firstly, I would tell them if they're looking to be on the show too, grow some thick skin because people are not going to like you. People are going to tell you you can't do it. They're going to tell you you're not a model. They're going to tell you everything. And you cannot be derailed by what they say. You have to have this sickening faith and belief in yourself.
Yeah.
And you just can't listen to anyone. And, yeah.
And how has your family back home reacted?
Oh, my goodness. My mom is so annoying. I love her to death, but she calls me every 10 minutes like, what are you doing? Where are you? Tell me about it. I'm like, Mom, stay off my page. Yeah, they're very excited.
What's the craziest thing somebody has said on social media? Because they say a lot of crazy things.
That's a good question.
Really?
No, I'm afraid now.
Yeah. I don't think I can say that on here.
Keep it PG.
Yeah.
No, PG-13. PG-13.
I actually had a lesbian couple offer to pay me to get them pregnant or get one of them pregnant.
How much?
Can I say that?
Yeah.
That's just shocking that they would ask.
Like, you're so beautiful and I love your personality. You're down to earth. Da da da. Yeah.
Oh.
And that's something small.
Oh.
No pun intended.
Right.
No.
You know what's really interesting is that you're, I think, one of the very few models, contestants on the show that doesn't really have any haters. Everyone on the show and off the show loves you.
Really?
From what I...
maybe you had your own online somewhere that we don't
have
know about.
Have you had haters on, you know, social media or in the house?
Oh, well... Probably not in the house. I knew what I was doing going into it. You know, I knew what I was doing. I had a strategy. I wanted to get everybody to like me. I'm not a confrontational person. I don't like to argue. I'm more hands-on. If we're going to argue, we're going to fight. You cannot fight on the show. So I stayed away from the fighting and arguing, and I just instigated, you know. And
he said I just instigated.
Wise, I'm saying, if you ever see any arguments, like with Mariana and Raylia, who's in the middle? Keith. I'm in the middle, like. Like, you gonna let her talk about, you gonna let her sit down on a Tuesday? Hit her. I would hit her right now. even when Romeo headbutted Adam.
Yeah, you instigated?
I had to.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I need someone going home.
The power of a strong mind.
You're not gonna hit him though. I dare you. Yeah, and he headbutted him.
So. Did you ever just
Did you ever just
sit there and laugh at some of the arguments that people were having?
Yes.
Because people fight about everything.
Oh my, like.
Everything.
Everything
like,
and nothing.
Oh, no, I remember when somebody like left a dish out and somebody started arguing.
Oh, yeah.
They're going at it. And I remember just being off camera, just laughing my ass off.
The funniest arguments is always about like, who's a model and who's not a model. And like, who are you to say that he's a model, he's not a model?
You're
like,
all in the same competition.
Yeah, like Romeo's always arguing, oh, you're not a model, you're a, what do you say, you're a fitness trainer.
You're a personal trainer. Something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to wrap it up real quick, but I want to ask, did you apply for the show? How did you get on the show, or were you recruited like Mike Wiz over here?
All right, well, there was a PR I was dealing
with. Not from an ice cream truck, but...
Yeah, I was in camp with the Giants at the time, and it was this PR that I was dealing with. Let me bring it back a little more. I was actually supposed to be on Cycle 20.
All right? Ooh,
really?
I
was getting casted for that. And then I went to Purdue University, and I left or whatever. And my whole coaching staff got fired. So my AD hit me up, was like, hey, you got to come back and you got to finish these four classes because I transferred into Purdue. It was like, yeah, your degree never went through, la la. So I'm like, are you serious? 3 years later and you're just getting to me?
Oh,
so basically I canceled the top model thing and went and got my degree, you know, because I believe I owed it to myself and to my family and it'll last longer. So next year comes around, I was on the Giants and tore my hamstring right around that time. And I was prayed about it, like, you know, Lord, what's next? You know, open the door for me. And PR reached out to me. One of the PRs I was dealing with reached out to me and was like, you know, they're casting for top model. It'll be a good look for you. You know, I know you want to model and act, so just try it. So I was like, all right. She sent over some pictures, and next thing you know, I was in Cali.
Nice. Nice.
It happened fast.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Thanks for coming through, Keith.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
Dude.
Any last comments, thoughts, guys?
This is it for us.
You know, shout outs to you. You're a role model in the community, in the country, and you've made history, dude. So
kudos. You got that boom boom.
Right.
Yes, we changed that.
Boom boom pow.
For the first time. So, you know, there's hope for guys next season.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
So who do you think takes the next year, guys?
We hold the crown.
Guys.
All right.
We hold the crown.
I'm gonna predict that it's going to be a guy and a girl, because if Tyra's smart, she needs to have one of each, because you guys are not competing against one another. It's a completely different market for men and for females.
That's true.
That's true. But then again, it's TV. Can of worms here.
That's true. Right. It is TV.
Where can we find you on social media, Keith?
You can find me on Instagram at Keith Carlos, and you can find me on Twitter at Keith_Carlos. And check out my website at IamKeithCarlos.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Where can we find you guys?
After you.
Mike Skoukoza, SCOCOZZA, Instagram, Twitter, you know it, the works.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Runway Queen.
Club Thaddeus, everywhere.
Everywhere.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, the whole social media, at Real and McCann. Don't forget to log on to YouTube, iTunes, rate, comment, give us 5 stars.
Yay.
And we're so sad. This is our last episode, but we will see you guys back next season.
22, baby.
Cycle 22. Thank you guys for being an amazing audience, and we'll see you. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.